Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the God Mix Podcast. I'm your host, Paula Reed, and I'm here with no one but myself. Listen, I did not want to come on here, with a negative attitude. It took me a little while to prepare for tonight's show. Now back to back, of course, but this other team played the same back to back that we did, you know what I mean? So excuses. They did have one of their guys that did not play last night, play tonight, which kind of helped them. If you ask me, I think it was Caris LeVert, you know, but like I said, there's no excuses. I don't even know how much Caris LeVert had. How much do you have? Oh, yeah, 19. Guess doesn't make a difference. But of course, the one notable out for the Knicks, of course, tonight was RJ Barrett. So you know Twitter is gonna run crazy with the old Knicks loss. It's probably because RJ Barrett didn't play. So I'm not jumping on that train just yet, but it is pretty interesting that, you know, there's some things you can point to in terms of like I would say that scoring punch when Jalen and Julius are not on the floor, obviously, you do kind of have that issue with who's going to really put the ball on the floor. I know you got Quickly, of course, but, you know, and Quickly, he did what he could tonight. He tried. He really tried to step up tonight. He didn't have the game high. I think Jalen had the game high, of course, but Quickly, I think he had 18. So, you know, you can't put it all on Quickly's shoulders. Dante did step up as well. He played 30 minutes. He ended up with 16. And that's kind of what you want, man. You want the guys who are not going to always get those kind of minutes, be ready for those kind of minutes. And, Dante was all over the place tonight on both sides of the floor. I think he was the only plus minus. I think the only other person that didn't get a negative was Miles McBride, and that's because he had a zero on the plus minus. So it was not even. But the only person that did get a plus on the plus minus was Dante DiVincenzo, even though it was only plus one. Let's get you guys some stats. So, I mean, this one was a struggle, to say the least. Of course, let's start with Jalen Brunson. 8 of 23 from the field. He tried to do as much as he could, and he couldn't knock down all the shots. You know what I mean? He was getting to his spots, and he was missing some easy ones. They were playing good defense on him. You know what I mean? And that's what you expected with the team that knows. I don't think anyone knows the Knicks more than the Cavaliers at this point. You had a long series against them, and then, you know, playing them all year last year and playing them some this year. So I think the Cavaliers probably know the Knicks more than any other team at this point. But, you know, I do think that you know, you put Isaac Okoro on Jalen Brunson. He's already a lockdown defender-ish kind of guy, you know. But lockdown defender kind of guy, and then you put Jalen on him and him on Jalen, and Jalen's what, 6'1", and Isaac Okoro's like what, 6'7", 6'8", you know what I mean? So, you know, Jalen is always going to struggle with that kind of matchup, just sheerly because of, you know, how small he is. Pause. But, you know, honestly, he still was able to get to the free throw line, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 24 points, you know. One turnover. He really tried to do a lot. You know what I mean? He had a lot of shots because, you know, you're missing RJ out there. RJ going to take, you know, about 15 to 20 shots himself. So that opens up the floor for, you know, other guys to make those shots when he's not there. So, you know, Josh Hart got 14 shots tonight. You know, when is Josh Hart really going to take 14 shots? But, you know, basically played 30 minutes tonight, 5 of 14, 11 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. I wonder how many assists, rebounds Tristan Thompson had. Because Mr. Tristan Thompson's talking about sirloin steaks and all kinds of stuff, comparing himself to Josh Hart. Let's see. Tristan Thompson had 5. Out-rebounded by Josh Hart again. Don't you dare speak about Josh Hart again, Tristan. All right. Anyway, Tristy, as I like to call him. But anyway, yeah, man. I mean, it's tough. Josh Hart 1-for-5 from the 3-point line. He's a good like we were just talking about this the other day. Like he was really like a big part of last year's team, and he's kind of fallen into a role player kind of role this year. He hasn't really played as many minutes. But you know, you look at, you know, tonight he has the opportunity to play and he steps up, but you know, 1-for-5 is kind of hard for him to knock down those shots if he's, I don't know. I do think Josh Hart can be a better 3-point shooter than that, than 1-for-5. But I don't know. You know what I mean? I might be wrong. Hopefully I'm not wrong. You know, one personal foul, and that's just, you know, what you really like to see. Someone out there for that long on the perimeter, 30 minutes a game, and not getting one, you know, more than one foul. It's pretty impressive. Just like, you know, Quentin Grimes. We can go to Quentin Grimes next. 0 fouls in 21 minutes, you know. But, you know, of course he's not playing as many minutes. But, as you know, it's Quentin Grimes. It's RJ out tonight. I kind of expected Quentin Grimes to get more than 7 shots. He was 2-for-7, though. I mean, maybe coach said, listen, bro, you're not knocking anything down. Let's just not go your way. 1-for-6 from the 3-point line. He's been really struggling as a recent, and I really do think it's because of just inclusion. You just got to get him the ball. You know what I mean? Make him feel like when he's taking a shot, he's not taking it and worrying about, like, damn, they're going to be mad because I took a shot when I wasn't supposed to take a shot. You know what I mean? Like, get him involved in the offense, you know? Make him feel like it's okay to miss sometimes, because I think that's a lot, you know, that goes into your psyche a lot as a player, you know, what someone else is going to think if you miss a shot, you know what I mean? Whether you're playing in real life or in a video game, even it happens on 2K all the time. I tell people all the time, like, that's why you don't yell at somebody if they miss a shot on 2K, especially because it's like, all right, now every single time they take a shot, they're going to expect that you're going to yell at them. You know what I mean? But I don't think there's anything like that going on with Quentin, but I do think they should include him more, because if you look at it, 23 shots for Jalen. And that's your point guard. You know what I mean? 23 shots from Jalen, 15 shots from Julius, 14 shots from Josh Hart. Josh Hart doesn't even start. He gets double the amount of shots that Quentin Grimes did. You know what I mean? Like, now, I, you know, both of them only made 1-3. One was, you know, Quentin was 1-6, and Josh Hart was 1-5. But, you know, I don't know, man. It's just something about Quentin Grimes. Like, whenever those guys aren't there, he just turns into a Super Saiyan or something. It's like, but when they're out there, he's like Krillin. But I don't know. So 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 turnover, no personal fouls. You know, and he only ended up with 5 points. You know, kind of wish you would see more. Julius had 6 points tonight. I mean, Julius. Oh, yeah. Julius had 6 points. I was talking about Mitch, but unfortunately, we'll get to Julius. Mitch had 6 points tonight, 16 rebounds. 8 of those were defensive. Obviously, the other 8 were offensive. You got to love how these guys get rebounds, especially on any given night. He's probably, the best offensive rebounder in the league. If you ask me at this point, I mean, the only other guy, I think at some point last year, might have been Steven Adams. But, you know, Steven Adams is out for the year, so... Looks like Mitch, by default, should be the best offensive rebounder in the league. And Mitch is—he's 4-for-8 from the free throw line. And I'm not even mad at that, because his free throw shot has been looking way better. Like, he's starting to actually like knock him down. You know, the crazy thing is, as bad as Mitch shoots, if he shoots 50% from the free throw line, I think that's an improvement. But I might double check on that. But you know, I think he's got to get to somewhere around the 60s. I mean, he doesn't. At 55. Give me 55%. You know, and that's a huge improvement for Mitch, and I'm not even going to be mad at anything else. Because if he's making 5 for 8 free throws, yeah, go ahead and foul him if you want. You know what I mean? Turn him into someone that you don't really want to put on the free throw line. But, you know, that's a far cry. But Mitch playing 32 minutes out there is big. You know what I mean? He doesn't usually play a lot of minutes for some reason. He goes, you know, he goes Hartenstein. But tonight, Hart was struggling a little bit, man. Hart was definitely struggling. It wasn't the same night as last night. He's 0 for 2 from the field. Didn't take a free throw. 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals. You know what I mean? He was involved in that way. 2 turnovers, 2 personal fouls, 0 points. But, you know, you got to love by Hart's heart because he's always going to will his way to do something. He might have not made a bucket tonight. I know some of those turnaround hook shots weren't going in like they were last night, but, you know, it's fine. It's one game. But, Julius, let me talk to you. Come over here. Take a seat. Take a seat, my guy. 0 free throws? No Jared Allen. 6 threes. Not making one of them. Like, what's going on here? Now, I did see you at some point. You know, you had Niang on you. I mean, 3 of 15. Those 3 buckets is like, all right, Jew's waking up now. Cool. That was in the first half, I think. Like, what happened? I don't know. Like, he's a step slow. I think there was something. I don't know. This, you know, you don't want to be the psychic, someone that, over the internet psychic who swears they know everything. But let's be real. Like, Julius seemed a little off tonight. Something was up with him. Like, I think he just, I don't know what it was, man. He didn't seem like he had, and I don't think it might have not been anything too terrible. He probably just woke up on the wrong side of the bed, didn't get enough sleep. Maybe he was cramping. Maybe he had a Charlie horse at some point, couldn't sleep. I don't know. Who knows? Could have been anything. But this is not the first bad game from Julius this year, shooting-wise. Now, tonight he didn't bring you everything that he normally does when he's not playing well. Well, at least up to this point this year. 6 rebounds, 4 assists. You know, still pretty good. 1 steal. He's still involved. 3 turnovers. 2 fouls, 6 points, -4 and plus minus. Now, my thing is the eye test. Julius looked a little he looked a little slow tonight. Like something was off. You know what I mean? So I'm not giving him a pass, but I'm just saying something looked off. You know what I mean? And perplexed. Nah, I was a little worried from the beginning because I'm like something's off with Ju. It don't look right. He's not going to the basket. Maybe his ankle sore. Maybe because he's in New York, that weather would hit a little different because I know it's cold. Who knows? I can't give you an answer. I can't give you an answer. But something was definitely off. Something was definitely off. Shout out to the chat. Yeah. What's going on, Izzy? What's going on? What's going on, man? Shout out to you. What's good, God? Peace and abundance. Peace and abundance, my Jeezy. He says he needs his hair braided. He got a lot of growing to do before he start braiding anything. Because what we don't want to do is start pulling any kind of follicles out of his head. Because, you know, he already, you know what I'm saying? Look like he got a sense. He might have a sensitive head. Pause. Jeez, what's going on here? Anyway, yeah, just grow the fro back. Just at least give me the fro. I don't really care for the braids at all. Like, I don't care if they're the braids or the fro. Just give me some hair. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know you've been doing the professional thing now. You know, you're doing commercials. You want to look dapper. You know, you in different crowds that you weren't always in. So you want to look presentable. You want to look like someone who wants to be in Hollywood and not just be a basketball player. You want to be a star. Cool. I understand you making that move, but take care of home first, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what home is. It's basketball. I ain't even talking about New York. It's basketball. Just do your thing. Can't be mad at you. Just do your thing. But give me some hair. You know what I'm saying? Give me some hair, bro. Jeez, I don't know. The Caesar Julius. Julius Caesar. Wow. Julius's Caesar is the reason why he's probably not playing so well right now. I don't know, man. Personally, I know it's people go through their slumps. I'm not gonna sit here and give you a pass on everything. You know what I mean? But it's game five. We're going to game six now, aren't we? Yeah, we're going to game six. Come on, bro. Come on. Play the Bucks next? You think you got time to play? Watch him show up that game. He's gonna have an amazing game that game. Promise you. Promise you. He's gonna have an amazing game. And yeah, on Friday. We play Friday. 7:30. He's going to play like a fringe MVP on Friday. Julius is going to do it. Promise you. Bet it. Bet it. He's going to go crazy. Because it's just, there's stars there. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is. He said, I've been saying, what's going on, Dobbs? My God, a hat whisperer. He said, I've been saying since game one, he looks off. Something is up with his legs still. Yeah, man, something's up. This reminds me of the Julius that we started to see towards the end of the playoffs when he couldn't be aggressive because of the ankle. Then it came out that he needed ankle surgery. So, like, yeah, man, like, it seemed like something's off. He's passing a lot more, or, I mean, I don't know about this game. He's just not really being as aggressive as he used to. And that, in terms of getting his bucket, I don't know, like, just get your, you know, Charles Barkley said it the other day, like, put your head down, get to the basket. You know what I mean? Like, I know you're not a three-point shooter. Like, let that be your ace. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Let that be your weapon, your X factor, your backup. You know what I'm saying? Like, get to the bucket. You're stronger than all of these dudes. If you're not ready, don't play. Like, it's really that simple. Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't work yourself into it if you're not ready. Get ready and then come play, because you're hurting the team at this point because the team, and it's not like you're doing so terrible, like, oh, you're killing us. It's just that we expect you to do something. So it's like, we're still giving you parts of the offense and still, like, you're not giving us nothing. It's like, yo, listen, and you're still Julius. It's not like they're not going to give you the ball. So what's going to happen? You're just going to keep shooting and missing. So it's not like, it's not just about the misses though. It's the aggression and the types of shots that he's taking. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. So you would not go crazy against the Bucks. Listen, I'm praying, bro. Give me something. You know what I'm saying? Give me something. I mean, the Bucks are going to be, they're going to do their thing, but I think they're missing a lot of defense. I don't know about Chris Middleton. They already lost Drew Holiday. I mean, they still got Giannis. Julius is going to have a long night. But, I mean, this iteration of Julius kind of helps if you want some, you know, easier buckets at the rim, because Julius can stay at the three-point line and keep Giannis out of there. That helps. But you damn sure ain't about to put Giannis in the post. Don't ever think you're about to do that, Julius. You're not putting Giannis in the post. You know what I mean? Like, he's already taller with longer arms, like, and he's a defender. Just don't even do it. Because he's going to block you, grab the block, and then go coast to coast and then, like, dunk it on, like, two people. Like, so we don't need any of that. They do me a favor and just, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, take these threes. This the game I want you taking them threes. You know what I'm saying? Keep Giannis out of there. Keep him honest. Keep Giannis honest. Do me a favor and just, you know what I mean? If you cheat too much in the mid-range, you get that three, knock it down. Stop hesitating. You're not about to drive. Just shoot it. Clearly, you're not driving. Just shoot it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, you're not driving. I'm not saying at all. But, like, clearly, like, something's up? Like, is it you mentally saying, like, let me be more of this kind of player or that? Or is it like, is it really like an ankle? Like, it's not 100%. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to just believe you just having four bad games all of a sudden and you can't find a shot. Like, something is off. True. Yeah, he's willingly passing more. Like, he doesn't even want the shot. He doesn't even want the shot. Like, come on, you gotta give me something, Poppy. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, yeah, it's, I don't know why. And this is the guy, and it's mainly he's giving up the shot a lot when he's inside the arc. When he's outside the arc, he's taking that shit. But when he's inside the arc, it's like, let me pass it. There's a few times tonight he had it back to the basket, spun, fadeaway. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it worked. And Josh Hart tried that like a few times and it looked terrible and it did not work. I think airball on one of them. But, you know, and you kind of knew that you're going up against a team that didn't have Jared Allen. You got Evan Mobley down there. What's he going to do? You know what I'm saying? Get to the basket. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not saying just bully everybody, but, you know how to get to the basket, Drew. Like, that's your bread and butter. It's how you got here. It's how you got here, bro. So, something's up. I'm not going to sit here and blame anybody, but something's up with you. Hopefully he can figure it out at some point. But I don't know, man. Like, I don't want us to start falling down this long because the schedule gets crazy. The schedule does get crazy. We play the Bucks on Friday. We play the Clippers on Monday, so that at least we get Saturday and Sunday off. They just got James Harden, so hopefully he fucks some chemistry up over there. But Bucks on Friday, Clippers on Monday. Wednesday, we play the Spurs. We get to see Wimby. Wow. That's going to be interesting. I wonder if he's playing in the Garden or not, but we'll get to that. Sunday, also Wednesday, and then we're off Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Because we have another back-to-back. Yeah, it's like the league is trying to kill us right now. But, you know, I'm fine with that because that means the latter part of our schedule is going to be pretty interesting. You know what I mean? First half of the year, we might not get the positioning we would like in terms of the rankings in the Eastern Conference. But I do think it's possible for us in the second half of the season to, while teams are starting to ramp it up and then they're getting more difficult schedules, we're getting the easier schedule, we can coast our way through to the playoffs because we're going back to the playoffs for the first time in I don't know how many years. We're going back to the playoffs, I think, since Melo was here. I think so. And that's a long damn time. I think he got here in 2010. Jeez, bro, that's like 13 years ago. But anyway, Spurs on Wednesday. Sunday, we play the Hornets at 12. So, you know, I mean, at least it's an early game. We get it out the way. We fly back home or wherever we got to go. If you're home, I mean, if you're leaving. No, that's a home game. Because the Knicks play Charlotte on the 18th. I'm trying to go to that game. They play in Charlotte on the 18th. So that's why I'm trying to go to that game. So I don't know. I think, yeah. So I think they're playing in New York. So it's a matinee game on Sunday. And then they're playing Boston. It's not like they really got to go far. So, you know, that works for them. Short little, quick little bus ride or whatever. On the back-to-back on Monday. They play them at 7:30. Then we play the Hawks again. So, Bucks, Clippers, Spurs. I mean, Spurs and Hornets. I mean, I'm not. They're not any. They're just not teams you want to sleep on. I'll say that. especially the Spurs. The way the Spurs did not beat the Suns last night. I don't know if you guys saw that game. Jeez. Who the hell we got for Wimby? I mean, Mitchell Robinson might have to watch out. I mean, shit, Wimby might have to watch out. Wimby gonna have to watch out for Mitch. And then we got the Hornets. So those two games are not really too worried about. I think if we can play to our chemistry, we can probably beat them. And to be honest with you, they shouldn't have beat the Suns. The Suns just collapsed. They just collapsed. KD just gave Kellen Johnson the ball and he went up and scored. Like, come on. Like, they collapsed. And they also already starting with the injury shit. Like, which is the main reason why I was worried about it to begin with. I'm like, I don't know how consistent they're going to be over there with them guys always being hurt. And I don't think Bradley Beal's played a game yet. I think Booker played one or two games. Missouri said, nah, I'm good. These guys are already hurt. KD at some point is going to be out. KD, once again, is the only one carrying a team. He's sick of being on it, like, these super teams and being the only one carrying people. Like, he's getting all of the karma from, like, trash talk and leaving and going to Golden State the way he did. He's getting all of the karma. But anyway, Celtics at 7:30 on Monday, and then the Hawks on Wednesday. And I think on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they play the... Hold on now. Saturday, they play the Hornets again. Oh, no. Friday, they play the Wizards. And then Saturday, they play the Hornets. What's with these back-to-backs this month, bro? You know what? Get them out the way now. Oh, boy, get them out the way now. Because when I'm telling you, when these other teams start complaining about I didn't really get a chance to rest. Like, nah, bro. We got that. We already knew what that was like. We got one back-to-back two back-to-backs in December. One of them is when is it? Oh, one's on the 15th and the 16th. And the next one isn't until the 29th and 30th. So that's fine. Back-to-backs beginning the first week of January. You know what I mean? So, and then one in the middle. At least they spread them out for the rest of the season. But, you know, geez, like to start this year off, they've been going crazy on the Knicks. That schedule's wild. I'm sorry. If you ask me, the schedule's crazy. Ralph, what's good, my guy? What's good? He says, you're not a shooter. You're not Steph Curry. You have strength and size to get to the hoop and score. Bro, thank you. Like, come on, bro. I need more from you, Jew. Show me something. Show me what you got. Look, you really got to show me more or tell me what's going on. Like, this can't just be you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's something either up or you're just not playing to your strengths. So, because we know who Julius is, the 25-10 guy on his best night. We haven't seen that guy yet. We've almost seen the Jalen Brunson. We've already got a 30-point game out of Jalen already. You know, a couple 20-point games from RJ. You know what I mean? Like, you got to give me something, Jew. Like, RJ didn't play tonight, and all of a sudden, we lose to the Cavs at the crib? Come on now. I mean, that did have a lot to do with... I mean, RJ, the starter, is not there. And then, even though Caris LeVert isn't a starter, he's a pretty important player to that team, and he came on today with 19 points. So it had a lot to do with, you know, both of those factors. And if they both were here, say Julius, I mean, if RJ was here and Caris LeVert was here, who knows what the outcome would have been. But I do think that the fact that RJ wasn't there kind of hurt our team because he's usually the guy that runs with the second unit and puts the ball in the basket for him. And Jalen and Julius on the floor, it's him. It's RJ. They play a lot of their minutes. He plays a lot of his minutes with the bench because of that reason, because he's not on the floor with those two guys. Like, if you realize it, game starts, RJ gets pulled around the 6-minute mark, 6-5-minute mark. Sometimes earlier than that, depending on how the game is going, you know what I mean? Tibbs don't play. But about the 5-6-minute mark, RJ gets pulled, and then he goes in. If the starters are playing well, you might not see him for the rest of the first. If not, you'll see him at the end with the bench unit. And then they just run with RJ quickly. DiVincenzo, which I think is a pretty, pretty dope lineup, because what you do in that lineup with DiVincenzo and quickly is you get the spacing. Isaiah Hartenstein doesn't have to cloud the paint normally like, you know, he would any other time. But you got Josh Hart there as well, who can, you know, technically stress the floor. Like, they're going to dare him to shoot, but at least he'll make it. But the only thing about Josh is that defender will sag off of him a little bit. Like, he's not going to. I'd rather you shoot it out of Dante, DiVincenzo, and quickly. You know what I mean? So, but that lineup does allow RJ to get to the basket and get his buckets easier. I think that's a lot of the reason why he's been able to, you know, just be a lot more efficient this year, because he's had space. He's had space. I mean, like, I noticed when Julius and Jalen are on the floor, if it's not a fast break, RJ's shooting threes. Like, he's not really doing much of the other stuff. But the moment you take those guys off the floor and you put them there with the bench guys, RJ starts going off. Now he's going to the basket. He's doing this. He's doing whatever he's got to do. Now, when you start to give him you extend the leash a little bit, you let him go do a little bit more, then he starts hitting pull-up shots from the midi. Then it's like, all right, RJ, this is kind of what we want. So what I want to start to see this year for RJ is, you know, because I do see that the coach, people, because a lot of people were saying, like, let's start RJ with the bench. You know what I mean? Let him come off the bench because he plays better with the second unit. Like, I mean, I don't think that's really the smartest thing to do. I do want him to develop chemistry with the starters. Like, I think that's the point of it all. You know what I mean? You develop the chemistry with the starters because you are a starter. I don't care how much better you play with the bench unit. And the only reason why you play better at the bench unit is because the starters aren't out there taking all the shots. Like I said, Jalen Brunson had 23 shots tonight. So, I mean, not to say that he would have had that many if RJ was playing, but regardless, what I'm saying is you don't have necessarily the point guard who's going to get you the ball every single time. So you got to get your shots when you can get them. And a lot of those shots are going to come when he's not on the floor. I mean, when those guys aren't on the floor. So, yeah, I do see why coach has done it like that. But because it allows RJ to just play his game freely. He doesn't have to put himself in a box. I don't want to do this. I can't play like that, because if I do play like that, what happens is I start to throw off the chemistry for Julius and Jalen. I mean, it allows him to go out there and play RJ's game. RJ can do whatever he wants when he's out there with the bench. You notice him, he goes to the basket every single time. He doesn't have to pass the ball. Nobody says anything to him. They go give him a high five after he misses, or after he goes to the free throw line, you know what I'm saying? Because he's going to the free throw line, they high five him. You know what I mean? Like, it's, they kind of like expect RJ to do what he does. Like, do you when those guys are on the floor, because you're not going to have much of an opportunity to do it any other time. So, I went to, my goal this year for RJ is to develop so much chemistry, because with this first unit, and that's by, the only way you do that is by earning it. You got to show up a little bit more. Like, what you've been doing, great, RJ. You've been being the main guy who kind of doesn't care about game-to-game things. I'm going to bring it every night. That's exactly what you got to do. RJ's been that guy. He's been our most consistent at that kind of thing out of our stars. I mean, well, soon, I mean, not everybody's technically a star, like Julius, but we know who Jalen is. But, you know, with Jalen struggling, with Julius struggling, RJ's kind of been the guy holding it down. So to see that he doesn't play tonight and we lose by 6 points, come on, I think RJ would have got us more than 6 points, especially if Julius was playing a little bit wet. You know, I think if Julius was playing a little bit better, if RJ was there, Julius plays a little better, probably gets you about 10 to 12 points. He's still going to struggle because something's off. But I think you still get about 10 to 12 points from Julius. And in that case, what happens is that starts to open the floor for RJ. And vice versa for Julius as well. RJ being there. I'm not saying RJ is going to start knocking down every shot, but if you really look at his percentages this year, RJ has been playing a lot better and shooting a lot better from three. So, you know, the only other game that he did play bad was on a back-to-back, you know, from the other last week when we played against the Pelicans on Saturday. And I mean, you see the numbers. I mean, even this game. Like, let's look back at the. Let's do this again. Let's look at these numbers. Like, you know, 35%, 20%, 33%, 34%, 28%. Quickly, it was 43.8%. And you know what I mean? Like, 50% for Miles McBride. Like, these guys are like, these. You take 15 shots, you're taking 20%, Julius? You know what I mean? 14 shots, 35.7%. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's, we're not getting into the 40s. We need to get our guys at least on field goal percentage. 40s and 50s is the aim. Getting that field goal percentage, not necessarily from three. Like, it doesn't have to be from three all the time. But, you know, try to get towards the 40s. You know what I mean? Not having any of those guys. And it's hard to win if you're not making shots. Not to say if RJ was there, you'd have made every shot. But I'm telling you, got you at least 6 points. You know what I mean? And who knows how else that would have changed the game? Maybe would have needed more than 6 points because of RJ, or maybe we would have had the lead if RJ was there. Who knows? But I do know that we gotta find a better flow to the offense. I hope RJ gets better soon. Because, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. We need as much help as we can get right now. At this point, we need as much help as we can get. Julius' aggression seems gone. That bully shit is not existing in these first five games. He looks timid. Yeah, I don't know. Like, from game one, I was like, all right, you're not arguing with the refs over a call? What's up with you, my G? You know what I mean? Like, it was real, honestly, like, kind of like, why is it that you feel like you had to completely change who you were? Like, nah, bro, we just needed you to tone it down a little bit. But we didn't say go full Zen. Even when he was talking to the refs tonight, it was kind of like, whoa, I'm not worried right now. I should be worried when you're talking to a ref. I'm not worried. Why do you look so calm? Even the ref wasn't even, like, taken aback. It was kind of like, oh. I got a kid next to me. It's kind of, like, weird. Like, you know what I mean? I kind of don't know what'll do it. I just hope that by Friday we figure it out. Because it starts a pretty decent stretch. Excuse me. It starts a pretty decent stretch. We play, once again, the Bucks on Friday at 7:30. And then on Monday, we have got a little weekend break. Monday, we play the Clippers. And hopefully, we can take advantage of some of that chemistry, you know, lack thereof. And then the Spurs on Wednesday. I am not looking forward to playing the Bucks, especially because I really like that team now with Dame over there. I'm gonna be honest. I'm a Knicks fan, of course, but I'm a basketball fan first. That's just how it goes. And that pairing is the most seamless pairing I've seen in a long time because their games complement each other more than any other two stars I've ever seen outside of Kobe and Shaq. Jordan and Pippen? I don't know. But Dame and Giannis, like, we don't guard the three. You don't think Dame knows that? It's over for us. Let's just keep it real, guys. Like, I'm not even going to sit here and just be Debbie Downer. I'm not being Debbie Downer. I'm telling you how things go when you don't play defense a certain way. Giannis is going to go crazy. That's what he does. Giannis is going to go crazy. I don't know how, what numbers he's going to get, but Giannis is going to get to the basket however he wants. Giannis. I mean, especially if you put him in a pick and roll with Dame, the hell are we going to do about that? What are we going to do about that? I mean, come on, bro. That's going to be problems. But like I said, Dame's going to be pulling from the logo on us a couple times. Better not make it a close game. If we win this game, the only way we win this game is if we blow them out. We're not winning a close game with this team, because the moment Dame is in a close game, he's going to turn the hell up, like he's going to go Super Saiyan, and I don't want Dame going Super Saiyan. Now, any other time, I wouldn't mind being in a close game with the Bucks, but bro, not with Dame. Because when that motherfucker start going like this, I don't want to be the other squad. I don't want to be the other squad. Sorry. I'm good. I don't want him counting time. I don't want him pointing no imaginary watch on his arm. None of that. Like, do me a favor and let's blow this team out so that he don't got to be on the court at the end of the game. Like, that's the only way we're going to win this game. I'm telling you right now. I think I'm lying. We're going to see. Come back to me when we win a close game with that team. It's not happening. You're not winning a close game with that team, because they're going to make all the right defensive plays and all the right offensive plays at some point. This is going to happen. It's just going to happen. And Dame is going to operate off of sheer momentum and energy, and boom, he's going to knock down threes after three after three after three, and he's going to get to the line. He start making that shot, and then y'all start changing the offense, and then all of a sudden Giannis is going to be open. He's going to start blocking everybody. He's going to try to go to the basket. Julius better be hitting threes. If not, don't try to go in the paint. He's going to block everything. Brook Lopez is going to block everything. This is not going to be an easy matchup. Like, I'm not here to just, because this is a Knicks podcast, I'm going to give you all the good news. Nah, bro. It's not going to be fun at all. If we win, it's going to be scrappy, and we got to get up out of there quick. But we go right back on the road. We got to beat them at their crib. I don't know if it's not fun. It's not fun. Wimby about to drop his career high on this. Oh, shit. I turned into a yawn. I said, no, I need to get up out of here. But regardless, he's definitely dropping his career high on this. It's the Knicks. You kidding me? And if it's in a garden, I need to find out if that game's in a garden. I need to find out if that game is in the garden. Let's see something. That game is at New York Knicks. Oh, shit. You gotta be shitting me. Y'all know. Y'all understand how much that just bothered me just now. When we about to be playing in a garden on Wednesday? Dog. Let me tell you something. We about to see some amazing shit from that kid. Jalen, stay your ass out that paint that game. Please, bro. I think it was 30, 40 seconds in. He already blocked Kyrie in the game that they played the Mavs. So let's not play with him. 30, 40 minutes and seconds into a game that he played in his first game he played in his career against Kyrie. He's, all right, do me a favor. And I think that might have been his first or second game in his career. First? Might have been his first game. Come on now. First game of your career, you're getting a block on Kyrie. Listen, I won. I don't care what the score was at the end of the game. Cavs, I mean, the Mavs definitely did win, but psh, you kidding me? I blocked Kyrie in the first minute of the game, bro. Get out of here. I mean, but in the garden, Wimby? You don't think he got fans in New York already? Come on, bro. They're about to go crazy every time we grab a rebound. It's going to go crazy. Yeah, man. It's and it's a tournament game. Wow. And it's a tournament game. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. Hold on. Joe said, bro, really? What happened? I haven't been on my phone. It's been a long night. He said, a show? Yes, a show, Joe. Yes, a show, Joe. He said, I bet. I just listen. I'm putting in the chat. I wanted to see if y'all were available. Nobody was available, man. Listen, the show must go on. But I mean, listen, if you're free, just hit me in the chizat for rizat. You said the tournament game. Oh, it's the Bucks game. Oh, the Bucks game is a tournament game. So Friday. That's right. The Friday games are. That's right. That's right. That's right. It's a tournament game. Bro, this is not going to be fun, bro. Listen, it's not on our record. So I'm chilling. It don't count against our record. So I now don't care about Friday's game. So that kind of, you know what I mean? Wipe the sweat off your brow. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, even if we lose, we don't lose because who's going to count it? I think it counts in some way. But, bro, I told you in the chat, listen, let me show you something. 10:24, I said I'm doing a show. Before I went live. I didn't go live until 10:35. Nobody said anything. Here you go at 11:20 talking about a show. Listen, Joe, would you like to jump on the show for a second and talk about this terribleness? And I put the link in the what you call, bro. That's crazy, cat. Would you like a link or not, bro? Come on, man. Don't do this. Let's not do this, Joe. What are we doing? Nope. Ha, I wonder why. Joe, calm down. I got this one. It's like that. Come on, man. I've got these guys down to a science, ladies and gentlemen. When this game day, and there's a game in the chat, when you can see the tumbleweeds in the chat, I know nobody's available for a show. Nobody's even talking. Nobody's sending no funny memes. No one will be on that show with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna be honest with you. I got y'all down to a science. Now, I'm sure Joe probably would have been available had he saw my text when I actually texted, if that's what really happened. You know what I'm saying? Come on, bro. So what? How are you available and in the chat you ain't see it an hour, for a whole hour? I could have dropped the link at 10:24. And here you go at 11:24. You're 100% available. And then he tells me, when I said, do you want a link? He says, nope. Bro, come on, man. Don't do this. Don't do this to me. Nobody said nothing. I was like, damn. It's going to be one of those. You know what? Sometimes I kind of like I don't ask because I kind of know nobody's gonna respond. I don't really want. I'm like, I kind of feel the vibe. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He said my boy ran a 4-on-1 fast break and didn't pass the rock. All right. As you said, y'all need to do this on your personal phone. You got a show to do. Thank you. Appreciate you. Joe over here. Distracted me. Joe always distract me. We get off the show and I be like, all right, y'all gotta go. We be on it for another 25 minutes after I say I gotta go. Joe know how to trap you, bro. He know how to get you. He said, you know, Joe on PA time. But anyway, back to regularly scheduled programming. By game, what does Julius get booed? This is game 5, huh? I mean, he don't got many more games. But I'm giving him till game 10. All right, how many games are home? Let's do the Knicks. Let's do this. Let me try something real quick. So the Knicks, let's do this because this is ridiculous. The home games go as follow. We play home. Oh boy. Okay, guys. You gotta see this. You gotta see this. You gotta see this. This does not spell well for Julius. I mean, we got one away game this Friday. We have three straight games at home. Julius is not making it to the Charlotte game without getting booed. He's not making it to the Charlotte game without getting booed. I think we might not boo him on the Clippers game. If you play like this again, I think that might be the last stretch because, you know. But depending on how he looked, it could happen during the Clippers game on Monday. But if he plays bad on Monday and on Wednesday, I guarantee you he will get booed on the same night that Wemby is dropping his career high on us. He's not making it to Charlotte. To the Charlotte game without getting booed. Because if he's going to get booed on the Spurs game and on the Charlotte game. And then he can go away from home for a while, like, you know what I mean? And have a chance to, you know, clearly fix himself. He got five straight games away. Oh my God. And then you got four straight at home. Man, this schedule is wild. This schedule is wild. So I'm giving him one and a half more home games. My answer is 1.5. Over, under. Joe said the next home game. Izzy said, don't boo that man. You know him sensitive. He gonna start throwing middle fingers up to the crowd and all that. Oh, man. He said, I was thinking the same thing about the San Antonio game. Yeah, man. He's not making it to the Charlotte game without getting booed. The Garden crowd is not going to hold back. That is not something that he can't play like this. Like, seriously. Yeah, we got to get to 5-5. Now, we're 2-3 right now. 2-3? I believe we're 2-3. So, if we're 2-3 right now, let's look at this. In order for us to go 5-5, we have to win 5 of the next 5 games. I'm just kidding. We'd have to win 3 of the next 5 games. Now, which 3 are we going to win? Now, the Bucks game doesn't count. Am I wrong because on our record? Because I think that's a tournament game. So since it's a tournament game, does it count on our record? I don't think it counts towards your record because it's an in-season tournament. Correct me if I'm wrong. But if that's the case, we don't have to let the Bucks fuck up our chances of getting close to 5-5. So we'd have to win 3. Say if that's the case, we'd have to win 3 of the Clippers, San Antonio, Charlotte, Celtics, and Hawks game. Now, the only team we really should be losing to, the only team I'm worried about there is the Celtics, and I'm kind of worried about the Clippers. Spurs, we should be beating. Hornets, we should be beating. And the Hawks, we should be beating. Now, I don't know about this leg thing with RJ and how long that's going to last, but dead ass, bro. Nobody understands how this in-season tournament shit. Like, I don't get it. I truly don't understand it. But if, man, we have to beat, if we can beat the Clippers and the Spurs, I mean, if we can beat the Clippers, I'm going to say if with the Clippers, the Spurs and the Hornets, we should be beaten. I don't care what Wemby has on Wednesday. We better beat that damn team. But we just don't have something about Greg Popovich and Tom Thibodeau. You know, like that guy, like in the movie, like, you know, in the movie, he's like the, you know, the hero. But then, like, you go back and, you know, you go back to his childhood and there was always the other kid who was like way better than him at shit. And then when he comes back, like as adults, like, you know, now they're adults. And then he comes around and he's still way better. And he got the yacht. You pull up on the yacht. Like, that's like Greg Popovich. Like, he always comes and beats up one time too, bro. We better not lose to the damn Spurs in the Garden, bro. I don't care what happens with the Clippers game. I get it if we lose to them. Because there's a lot of damn over-the-hill stars over there. But the San Antonio Spurs in the Garden, we can't lose to those dudes. And it's not even disrespect to them. We just cannot lose to them. It's not even that. Whether they, I don't care who they are. We can't lose to them on that night with the way Julius has been playing, especially. We can't lose to them on that night. Charlotte Hornets, we can't lose to them at night. We better not lose to the Charlotte Hornets on Sunday on the matinee. Where we already have a problem with matinee games. We know how we are with matinee games. We cannot lose to Charlotte, definitely, because they're not really doing well right now. Terry Rozier is going crazy. He's going to go crazy. You better put Quentin Grimes on him. It's the only other person that I trust outside of Quickly and maybe Dante DiVincenzo to start to slow him down. But we can't lose to the Spurs, man. That can't happen. It just can't happen. anyway, y'all saw the schedule. It gets crazy. It gets crazy. I'm not looking forward to a lot of these games because I don't know who this team is right now, man. I don't know what's going on with Julius. I don't know what's up with RJ's knee. I hope it doesn't linger. I hope this Julius shit doesn't linger. I hope the Brunson shit doesn't linger. Brunson's been really, you know what I mean? He's been real up and down to start the season, I'll say. Really up and down. So I need a better version of Jalen. You know what I'm saying? Dob said Tibbs head gonna be on the table early. Yeah, man. Oh, come on, don't leave it with that, because now it's gonna happen. I can't stand when you do this, bro. Sometimes just let it rock, bro. Why you gotta say it? Now we can't lose that game, Dobbs. We can't lose that game, bro. We can't lose that game. I'm sorry. You gotta retract the statement. Call another Dobbs or Diamonds, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because this ain't gonna be good. He says, Julius Randle says, it's just a rhythm thing. We're not getting anything easy. I feel like we're just working hard for everything right now. We've got to find a way to try to make the game a little bit easier for each other. That's loaded. That's a little loaded. That's a little loaded. And I say it's loaded because he's right.
No, I think it's more just, like I said before, just a rhythm thing. You know, we're not getting anything easy. I feel like we're just working hard for everything right now. So we're trying to find a way to try to make the game a little bit easier for each other out there.
Ah, man. And I don't know. It just sounds weird when they ask him questions and he says we, number one. Number two, what are you talking about? And could it be talking about Tibbs? Like, who? Like, I was just saying this last show, like, we should not be working so hard to get buckets. If we got to work hard, this hard to get buckets all year, we're not going to go far. Said that last show. You know what I mean? Like, what were my words exactly? I forgot exactly what I said, but basically I'm saying that you as the coach are responsible. Yes, the players do have to pass the ball, but you as the coach are responsible for making the game easier for these guys. Jalen shouldn't have to run into trees and throw the ball up every play. Why isn't there a pick and roll with Julius? Now, I kind of saw that tonight. Why it's not? Because he's the laziest screener sometimes. I don't know if it's lazy or he just doesn't know which, you know, if he should set a hard screen or if he should run over there. Like, it's like he walks over. He gives everyone in the world a chance to see that he's setting a pick, a screen, or whatever. Once the screen is set, then he got the screen on Jalen. And then got the guy on his back and didn't roll to the basket. Like, he held him there. And it's like, bro, move. You have a mismatch, yes, but you can move with your mismatch. You're already ahead of him. Throw the ball. But no, Julius just stays there. He sets the screen, spins around, and then just holds the guy there. And he's at the three-point line. Well, just under the three-point line. You might have been like in between the free throw line and the three-point line. Like, what are you doing, dog? Like, just run. Maybe I didn't see anything that play. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I didn't see anything. But I always question why there's not a Jalen and Julius. And was it even Jalen? Was it Quickly? It was somebody. But I always wondered why there wasn't a Jalen and Julius pick and roll. Joe did say last show, yeah, he's not the greatest roller on the screen. And I'm like, well, he can pop. Like, he likes to shoot. Like, he can pop. He can read the play and decide which one to do. Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, I think it's two. I think, because if you got a guy out there, now you give Jokic, if you put Jokic out there, and then I'm just picking a star. What I'm saying is, if you put Jokic out there, it doesn't matter what the coach does, because Jokic is going to think the right play through. So it's a two-way street. Both Julius or whatever star you have, Julius, Jalen, RJ, whoever the unit is, they need to know how to play efficient basketball. And then you pair them with the right coach, and then you get far. Like, it's two things. Like, it's a two-way street. It's not just the coach, because you could have a great coach and a bunch of dummies. You're not going to go far. I mean, ask Greg Popovich how well he was doing without Wemby since Tim Duncan retired. Let's be real. Every time I look at Pop, it looked like he got another 10 years older. But now you got Wemby there. He looks a little younger there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of crazy how that goes, because we know he's a great freaking coach. We know he's a great coach. We see it. Even in the years that they're losing, they're still being coached like very good. The guys just aren't good. But it takes two. Now you got some talent over there. You got Wemby over there with Sokan and Keldon Johnson, who's been balling. Zach Collins, who's been balling over there. Nice sleeper for them. And then, of course, you got Wemby. So it's, you got Jeremy Sochan as well. You put the pieces together with the right coach, and you start to do, now they're pulling out wins against the Suns. Are they a better team than the Suns? But no. But when they're coached the correct way, they can beat whoever the hell is in front of them. Get any given night. And that's what coaching does. Now, so there is something to what coach does for us, for our team. He does bring us something because he can help us win on any given night. But there's a cap to it. But there's also a cap to what we can bring as, well, what they bring as players. So it's not just the coach. It's also the players. There's a cap to the players and there's a cap to the coach sometimes. And that's where you have an issue. Now, how do you improve? Let me go get a new coach. What if you bring in a coach whose caps is lower? Or what if you keep the coach and you trade for a better player? And that better player, actually, his cap is lower than the players you got. Like, it's hard to just make a move in this league. So I don't envy Leon Rose or any of them. Dobbs says, nah, they just running the same Tibbs offense. No changes, same old shit, and it's easy to defend. Absolutely. I mean, what's the guy? Niang? He said it last year when he was on the, was it last year? A year before? Whatever team he was on, he was in a press conference. I think it was the Bulls, maybe. And they were like, yeah, we kind of know what to do. Like, Tibbs' offense is very simple. Like, he said it in a press conference. I'm like, bro, that's disrespectful. No, it was Philly. It was Philly he played for. And he was like, you know, he's been running the same offense since, you know, it's the same college run offense or something. I'm like, dog, like, if this dude is saying it, do you think we don't gotta watch out for Dame on Friday? Like, come on, my, I don't, it's scary. Yes, Julius, you're absolutely right. You gotta find a way to help each other out. So that does include yourself. Find a way to help each other out. And then when you get there, then you say, hey, coach, we're bringing you what you need. How can you bring us what we need? How can you elevate yourself? Because what I have been seeing is that the players year after year after year, they elevate themselves, and certain coaches don't elevate themselves. They kind of keep themselves there. So, like, you know, like I said last show, we need another coach. Give me a coach who can give some offenses to coach. Don't even have the coach draw them up. You come here, you draw up some plays that are not ISO plays, and you give it to coach. Coach, try it. You don't got to change your entire playbook because you'll lose. You'll lose the entire season with guys trying to learn an entire new playbook. You do it a play at a time, once a month. You add this play this month. Okay, now we're starting to see a different offense. Now we can already win by running ISO. So if you add one play in there, it's not going to kill us, coach. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know, man. Sometimes I'm not an NBA coach. I'm not an NBA player. I don't have any higher than collegiate basketball, higher than high school basketball experience. Actually, you know what I'm saying? Let's be real. I mean, I made the college community team and quit. That's the extent of my basketball career. So I'm not going to sit here and act like I know how to do their job. But at the end of the day, anyone with eyes can see that his offense is a little bit lacking when it comes to ball movement and player involvement. So, like, this is not something that I'm sitting here being a hater. Like, this is something that everybody has spoken about. You know what I mean? We needed to clone Mike Woodson. You damn sure did. Damn sure did. And that's the thing. I said that last show too. Woodson had the same issue. And what did he do? He figured it out because they brought somebody in there to help him run the offense. And he added some plays in there. And, that, you know, like I said, and that ended up the year being the year that Melo won the scoring title. Because he took heed. Oh, wait, I need to fix this? Tibbs is a little stubborn. I have a strategy. I'm going to stick with it. All right, well, don't let that be your demise, coach. You know what I'm saying? And why the hell we got to sit here and suffer because you don't feel like listening. But anyway, I do want to see some changes in that offense, man. Like I said, last show, on day one, when we got Tibbs, I needed to see that there were going to be some wrinkles in his offense. Some new wrinkles. Not the same balled up paper. I need some new wrinkles in that paper, bro. But to this point, I have really good ISO players. I'm going to give them the ball and let them ISO. You don't got to do that. We can at least once or twice a game add something here or there that throws the defense off. Like I said, I'm not a freaking coach. Like, so don't sit here and think that I'm trying to tell someone how to do their job. It's just, I just wonder why sometimes we see things and then we see that other team see things. And it's like, so why can't our coach see these things? I don't know. I'm not beating up on coach because this is not why we lost this game. There was a lot of effort. There was a lot of this. There was a lot of that. There was a lot of effort was the main thing. and we missed RJ. Let's be real. RJ, the spark that he gives when you know the two main guys aren't on the floor, it means something. But anyway, that's all I got. I'm donezo for the night. You will see me next time when we play the Milwaukee Bucks on Friday night. Man, I'm not looking for the craziness that will ensue if we lose that game. But at the end of the day, kind of expected. But Wednesday. Wednesday against them Spurs. Knicks, you better take care of business. Listen, if you're here, do me a favor. Hit that like button and subscribe. It says it right in here at the bottom. I think it's running this way. It's following. I tried. Anyway, follow us on all platforms. That is not my at anymore. I need to change that. But anyway, regardless, appreciate you guys for stepping out with us and talking about this Knicks loss. We did play a Cleveland Cavaliers team that was a little bit undermanned, and so we, but you know, you gotta take care of business, man. You can't blame anybody. Julius, we need you to step up. We need you. It's not like you're just a role player guy. You are supposed to be our best player. So I don't know how long that's gonna stick up either, that best player thing. I think this the year Jalen's like, yeah, I'm gonna stop y'all from saying that, please. So we'll see. Anyway, till next time, y'all have a good one. Peace.